Hey, it's Steve, and welcome to another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. An old segment I used to do on WGN Radio, on Justin Kaufman's show, The Download, where I would pitch terrible, terrible invention ideas to the listeners, unsuspecting, of course, who would then call me and tell me what a terrible human being I am. This week's invention, I pitch the Handy Dandy Can Helper, which turns cans, very dangerously and messily, into lip-mutilating drinking receptacles or something. Plus, it's got a silly name, which is always a good way to piss off a WGN radio listener. Hey, listen and enjoy, and tell a friend about it when you're done. Be like, hey, I listened to this thing, and you should listen to it too. And then you can tell them how or something. Anyway, here we go with the Handy Dandy Can Helper. Have a good time.
We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
Yes, it's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. I have to say, this is a magical moment. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin back into the frying pan. Gadlin, there it is. Gadlin is the brain behind the successful local business, IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. And before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's given us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence he needs to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, my friend.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here, Justin.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I feel, you know, we only get a chance to do this once a month, and you know, I miss you. I miss having this moment, this emotional, very intimate moment together.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. I miss it, too.
Yeah. All right. So as you know, as it just explained, it's time for you to give us your newest invention. We're excited to get it. Are you nervous?
No, not tonight. I've got a winner. You know, I'm ready for all yays on this one.
I love it. I love it. I love the confidence, and that's something that you need in business. So that's good.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. So
and
what
I sure
is
have it.
You sure do. What is this week's frying pan idea?
Yeah. So here's the thing. I was on the toilet last week having a beer, and here's what I noticed. Gosh, it's so hard to open cans of things. You know, I don't know why they put these childproof locks, seemingly, on cans of beer and cans of soda pop. So what I did, you know, not to mention it being so difficult to open, also the how hard it is to drink from that tiny little hole in the top, right?
Right.
Cans are just inconvenient. People prefer to drink from cups and glasses. So what I've invented is something I call the Handy Dandy Can Helper.
The Handy Dandy.
Handy Dandy Can Helper. And what it is, it's a little hand crank device that you place on top of your can. And you turn that crank three times. One, two, three. And then what it does is it cuts off the can about an inch from the top and turns that into a cup. So instead of having to figure out that crazy device to pop that thing open, and instead of having to slurp through that tiny little hole, what you end up with is a nice little cup with whatever beverage you have in there. Of course, there's beer or soda pop. And then there you go. None of that inconvenience. You're drinking from a cup.
Okay.
Thanks to the Handy Dandy Can Helper.
All right. The Handy Dandy Can Helper.
Yeah, it just slices the top of that can right off, about an inch off of the top. And what you're left with is, you know, the kind of a sharp-edged cup. But if you drink carefully, it's fine. And, you know, it's a much more elegant way to guzzle a brew, like us fellas like to do, or have a soda pop like kids and ladies enjoy.
All right. 312-981-7200, the phone number to call. I have questions, but I always like to defer to Download Nation. 312-981-7200. And you said that you came up with this idea while sitting on the toilet. You drink, I don't know you personally. I mean, do you drink while you're on the toilet?
Well, who doesn't like to kick back with an icy brew? Who among us fellas doesn't enjoy that from time to time? Right. And, you know, I happened to be in the bathroom when I thought of the idea, fumbling with these crazy concoctions on top of these things, trying to figure it out. It took me about 4 minutes to get that sucker open. By then, my business is done, and of course, I'm out of the room, but... Yeah. It's frustrating. It's frustrating to figure out these devices, and I understand they're there for safety, but the handy-dandy can helper makes everything a whole lot easier.
Well, I don't know if I've ever had any problems with the actual the way the cans open, but I do say that the new sort of way that craft brews and other places have created the holders, you know, the plastic holders that put a six-pack together, that's been very cumbersome, but I don't know if I've had too much trouble with actually the can, but I guess that is
well. You must work out. I mean, those things are difficult. It's hard to get your finger under there. It's hard to get enough leverage and strength to pull that thing open. And frankly, they don't put instructions on these suckers anymore. You look at one of these things, and it takes you a few minutes to figure it out.
Right.
So the handy dandy can helper, you just slide it right on top. You crank 1, 2, 3, and of course I'm going counterclockwise. I'm acting out the motion.
Okay, counterclockwise.
And it slices off an inch right off the top of that can and gives you a nice, easy to use cup. Who among us doesn't already know how to use a cup?
Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's go to we got some texts and calls coming in. Why don't we start with calls? We'll go with Matt. Matt, why don't you start us off tonight? Do you like yay or nay on the handy dandy can helper?
Torn. Because here's my issue. Yes, it's a fantastic idea. Here's my issue. The 1 inch of beer or soda or whatever left in the can, what happens to that?
Yeah.
Because if you're cutting off the top, then the rest of the beer is going to go flying.
That's a great question. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, maybe I'm not describing it correctly. I think you just have to picture it. You slide the handy dandy can helper right on top. 1, 2, 3, counterclockwise, of course. And then it slices off about an inch off the top of that can. And what you do when you pop that top off is you start drinking right away. So nothing's going to spill or go flying anywhere. It takes off that top inch of can, getting you to that top inch of drink even quicker.
Yeah, but those cans are filled to the brim, so...
Oh, definitely, yes. You know, you definitely have to get in there and take a quick gulp, but who won't want to?
Right.
You know, you don't open those things until you're ready to have a drink, whether it's a cold, frosty brew like us fellows enjoy,
right,
or a tasty soda pop for kids and ladies.
Yeah, 630's got the same question. What about the mess when you cut the can lower than where the can is filled with liquid? I mean, it's just a science... You know, if you cut the can and there was liquid on top of the can or the parts that you cut, you're just saying that if you drink it really fast, that's your fix.
Well, here's what you do. You crank it 1, 2, 3 counterclockwise, and then when you pull the top off, you put that cup right to your mouth and you take a nice heavy gulp. A nice refreshing gulp of your favorite drink.
Okay.
There's really no mess.
All right, well, all right, I guess.
I mean, but I tell you, if you do have mess, how much mess do you have with the way things are already? Those crazy concoctions on top where you have to contort your hands and fingers to pop those open, and the next thing you know, they're spilling all over the room.
Right. All right, well, the invention is called the Handy Dandy Can Helper. Yay or nay, Steve Gadlin is here, the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com, 312-981-7200. I appreciate there's Steve's on the line. I got some texts as well. So what we'll do is we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. And I want to continue to ask questions, but I also want to start to get some ideas. Do people like this concept or not? And that's what we're going to find out. Steve Gadlin, the Frying Pan here on the download. Stay with us.
We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
It is Frying Pan here on the download, 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. This is a segment where Steve Gadlin, the inventor, innovator, entrepreneur, comes to us with new ideas for businesses, ones that he's going to pitch to Mark Cuban himself. He has a development deal after winning on the show Shark Tank. Steve, thanks for joining us. This week's Frying Pan idea, the handy dandy can helper.
Yeah, handy dandy can helper. It is a device that lets you bypass that childproof lock that all cans of beer and soda have, that funny little tab you've got to contort your hands to crack open, if you can even figure that out. What it is you put this device on top of the can, you crank a handle three times, one, two, three, counterclockwise, and it slices off that top inch of can, leaving you with a delicious frosty cup of beer for fellas, or soda pop for the ladies and the children. I thought of something too, Justin. That word can in the title means two things. It's not just can, like the can you're using, but it's I can open this now. And if you remember, this is a bit fortuitous. If you remember where I said I was sitting when I thought of this idea,
the toilet, right.
Well, another word for that is the can.
Hmm.
So how fortuitous is this?
Yeah.
I predict a chorus of yays coming on the phone right now.
Well, we'll get to that because there's a lot of people that are texting in and calling, and I want to get to everybody here.
Sure.
But I do have some questions as well. 502 wants to know, what about the sharp edge and how flimsy the can will be when you squeeze the can to pick it up to drink?
Now the base of the can is actually a lot more sturdy than the sides. What you want to do is you want to palm that. Instead of a traditional cup where you'd hold it around the side, you want to rest the bottom of the can in the palm of your hand. As far as those sharp edges, the handy-dandy can helper also comes with a nice salve. Salve? I don't know how to pronounce it. Similar to an ointment that you spread across the rim. And what that does is it'll protect your lips from any splitting or cracking with those sharp edges.
And does this come with the handy-dandy can helper, or you have to get that somewhere else?
Well, some comes with it, but of course, again, this is a pitch to investors, not necessarily to the customer. That's you're going to have to refill that every few cans. So you'll have to go back to us or mail order in bulk and purchase plenty of that ointment.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Steve. Steve, the handy-dandy can helper, yay or nay?
It's a yay, but I just looked at it. They already make one. I own one. It only separates by about a third of an inch. It's made by the Echo company, but it's the exact same premise.
Hmm.
Well, I'll have to talk to my attorneys about maybe taking this company to court. It's possible they've been listening to the frying pan and have heard me talk about
no
my ideas.
There's no patent or anything on it. I just use it to open cans up.
Well, I'm going to
it's ideal when you got little kids and stuff because there's no lids.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the product. I will tell you this. Mine is patent pending, so I'll ask you to throw that one in the garbage if you won't mind.
Okay. Well, you got a yay for me then.
All right. There you go. Thank you very much. All right. There you go. You got a yay. Appreciate it, Steve.
Great.
Thanks for the call. All right. 630's got...
I want to take his call with a grain of salt because I think it's fantasy to say that this invention that I had is something that already exists. It's a pretty novel idea. We get that all the time. Callers saying, you know what, that already exists. I already have one of those. But it's easy to say anything with the anonymity of radio. In fact, he couldn't even think of an original name. He called himself Steve. So,
Right.
That's my name.
That is your name. Right. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go. 630 says, what about any, this is a health question, about any tiny metal shavings that go into my stomach?
Well, that's an interesting question. Now, we have not tested the liquid for any metal shavings, but I suppose anytime you're slicing metal with serrated blade, it's possible. But hey, you know what? If those cans are made of iron, I challenge you to read the back of your cereal box. You might be surprised to see iron in those ingredients.
And I'll help you out, Steve. There's a story this week about mac and cheese, the powdered mac and cheese, that there's some toxins in that powdered mac and cheese. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's just something that, minimal amounts, really. I can't imagine there being much, and I wouldn't worry about it. In fact, it might be a flavor enhancer. Who knows?
Well, okay. 630 wants to know, 1 second here. 847 says, okay, so this is one that is shared. There's a lot of people asking the same question. What about the jagged edge that is left after you cut the top off?
Yeah, so, again, it's a very smooth edge using our device. It uses a patented serrated blade. slices it right off. It looks similar to a wood saw at the end of it. But it's, again, we have a salve, an ointment that you spread across the top that is minimal changes to the flavor profile of your beverage, minimal changes. And what that does is it will protect your lips or tongue from any cuts.
Okay, so minimal flavor profile changes.
That's fruity talk. It's fruity talk. We don't need to delve.
All right, okay. 815 says, well, what's the difference between this and what they call a can opener?
So a can opener is used, that's a little different. You use that on, like, cans of beans or cans of baked beans or string beans. What this does, this is for those cans that I'm sure you've seen in things like soda machines and beer machines, when you get your beverage in a can and it has that funny, strange device built into the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's very complicated to figure out. And even if you know how to do it, sometimes it takes you two or three tries to get it open. That's what this is for.
Okay. 309 says, will it work with Bud Light? I don't know if that's a...
Well, Bud Light is a beer. Yeah, it will. It will work with any canned beer. Again, for us fellows who enjoy those things, and then for the ladies and children, it'll work on a can of Soda Pop as well. All brands.
All brands, okay.
Generics, regulars, whatever okay. You buy.
630 says there's a gravity issue at play here. If you're going to cut the top off, it doesn't matter how fast that you raise the can to your lips, the liquid is going to spill out.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, let's say there is some spillage, and there very well might be some spillage until you really become an expert at using the device. How much spillage, though, do you imagine when you're trying to use that awkward, strange built-in device, that weird tab that you have to contort your hands to operate? I mean, talk about spillage. By the time I get that sucker open, the can is shaking so much, I've got beverage spraying all over the bathroom.
Right. Well, I think that's the point, that people don't want to lose any of the an inch, quarter inch, little bit, spillage, anything. They don't want to lose any of that.
Well, again, with a lot of practice with my device, you'll lose very little. But I challenge you to lose very little with the way it's built in now. Right. This is something built in and inherent to can technology. And I tell you, it's Big Soda and Big Beer that work that in there because they want you to buy more. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is creating a device to counter that.
Oh, all right.
And that's their right as capitalists. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I get that. I didn't think that was a big liquid or big.
Oh,
drink,
sure. That's a very well known secret in the beverage industry. Very well known secret.
Okay. When do you apply the ointment? 773 asked. Before you open the can, or after you start drinking, or after you cut yourself.
Well, some people may not need to apply any at all. In fact, after about a year of use, what happens to your lips is they get a little leathery and you won't have any issues at all, which is what we all aspire to. But normal practice for a newbie, which is what we call new users, is you'll put the device on the can. You crank 1, 2, 3 counterclockwise, and then you'll take out the packet of ointment, spread it across the top on those bumpy ridges, and apply it to your mouth and enjoy your beverage.
Well, beyond, I like this idea, and I can visualize this idea. I think about when I think about the handy dandy can helper. I'm not sure if I like the name, but I see the idea of a way to turn it into a cup. There's a lot that can go into that. Cozies all down the line. I feel like there's a lot of stuff. But the big question for me, and I think for the listeners as well, is how do you keep it from being dangerous, a dangerous product? There's a lot. There's 773's got one that says this happened, you know, like it's serious. I had it through. My sister was 3. She cut her neck on a can. I mean, when you're talking about, you know, metal edges, people get a little bit, nervous. I mean,
there's a reason that beer is meant for people 21 and older, okay? And I'll be honest, in a responsible household, that's 26 and older, okay? Now, a 3-year-old cutting their neck on a can, that's going to happen with or without my product. And I would suggest, you know, if a child is enjoying a Soda Pop using this device, that the parent operate the device. Hmm. And then maybe pour the Soda Pop into their baby bottle or sippy cup, whatever they're drinking out of.
Right.
You know, so I'm not, again, I don't think my product would be liable for dummies misusing it. You know, that what they say about guns. Guns don't kill people. People kill people, right?
Right.
So, yeah. You can scale that back. The handy-dandy can helper doesn't cut people, but amateur users or people who don't read all the directions might hurt themselves. Same thing.
Right, same, very similar.
Yeah.
630 says, I like it. Yay, I want to invest. Where do I send my money?
That's very nice. Now, you know, I because I've snagged investors of the caliber of Mark Cuban, I'll say there's quite a process to get a piece of this. Now, I'll offer plenty of product to this caller. They're welcome to invest by purchasing their own.
Oh, okay.
In terms of getting it on the ground floor, that's a small group of people right now.
All right. The idea this week is the handy dandy can helper. Steve Gadlin, the entrepreneur, innovator, and inventor, has come up with
emphasis on can,
the handy dandy can helper.
Yes.
Has come up with a way to get past the sometimes tricky ways of opening a beer or a soda. And he has an idea that you cut off the top and drink it like a cup. That's what we're talking about. Do you like it? Yay or nay? We'll come back for the second half and we'll start getting into yays or nays. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll get an update on the news tonight. We'll come back for the second half of the frying pan. Stay with us.
We will give you a beautiful 7¾-inch fry pan free of charge.
All right, it's time for the frying pan part two, the second half. Steve Gadlin, the inventor, innovator, entrepreneur. 312-981-7200. He has a brand new idea that he wants to pitch as part of his development deal with Mark Cuban after he won on Shark Tank. The handy dandy can helper. Steve Gadlin, explain.
That's right. Yeah, so all of us, whether we admit it or not, have a lot of trouble with those built-in devices on cans of beer or soda pop. And what this does, it's a device you place on top of a can. Mm-hmm. You hand crank it, one, two, three, counterclockwise. And what it does is it slices off that top inch of can and turns it into a very simple-to-use cup, a nice aluminum cup that you can use to enjoy your beverage without a mess.
All right, and we call it the handy-dandy can helper.
That's right, because you can have a good time with this.
All right, there you go. 312-981-7200. Let's get to Download Nation. We got some texts here. 3219 says, one, pour it in a glass. There are glasses specially designed for beer if you're having an issue drinking it out of a can. And two, if you cut the top off of a can, it will lose its structural integrity. You'll either drop it or the sides will crush in.
Well, again, not if you hold it the way we're asking you to. And, you know, fine, pour it into a glass, but good luck popping this thing open. Am I right?
Well, yeah, I guess. I guess it's about... Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
760 says, I was just listening. What's the difference between this and a military can opener?
Well, I've never been in the military, so I'm not sure. But again, if they're infringing on my patent pending, I'll have to have my attorneys call Uncle Sam's attorneys, and we'll figure this thing out. Again, probably a fictional device that this caller is trying to.
Well,
you know,
I mean, it
state
seems
claim.
Like they would know a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
About it.
Yeah, next week we'll read about this caller inventing something called a military can opener. Oh, it operates real similar to the handy dandy can helper. So, you know, as an entrepreneur, this isn't my first rodeo. I've seen that happen before.
Okay, well. 312-981-7200. 630 says, I already have this device. My wife bought one at the Pampered Chef house party. It opens canned goods as easy as can be, so much so I threw away our manual can opener as well as our cheap old electric can opener. It also handled soda pop cans. How will this device, second to market at least, take over the world? I truly don't understand this from Jerry.
Well, okay. Look, Jerry, we're not looking to take over the world. And second, I think, again, you're confusing a standard can opener, which opens cans of baked beans and string beans, to the type of device that will slice off the top inch of a can of beer, brew, or soda pop.
Right.
What I think I'm hearing, we heard from the caller, we heard from the text, and also someone's talking about the military can opener, that there may be something similar to this already on the market.
Nope. I Googled it, and this is, there's nothing out there called Handy Dandy Can Helper, I'll tell you that much for sure.
Well, it's not, I mean, the okay. 309 wants to know, what about German beer? Will it work on German beer?
Well, of course it will. If German beer comes in a can, Handy Dandy Can Helper will be, it will operate with the German can. I'll tell you this. What's beautiful about my invention, the Handy Dandy Can Helper, it's colorblind. It doesn't know American from German, from any of the other countries.
Right. That's not as much colorblind.
And, you have to think, what if we could all be like that?
Right.
That's something to think about.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 708 says the same thing. He owns a can opener. It takes the top off the can. They're already on the market.
I'm not trying to make a big deal.
I'm getting a lot of...
Well, who of us kicks back to have a nice cup of baked beans or string beans? You know, that's what that can opener is for.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Joy. Joy, yay or nay on the Handy Dandy Can Helper?
You guys are the best. People always like to tell you what's wrong with your product, they're not on this show tonight like you are, right? So you're already going places. And I just have a couple thoughts. I'm wondering, because it's going to work so good on those cans, and I don't think there's going to be loose shards. You know how they're saying the grill brushes with the metal shards are
lodging
people's throats. But I think you've got this down. Since it can open cans, do you think you can make one that can also open bottles? Mm-hmm. Why not? Because you're smart enough, you know? Also have the handy-dandy lip Band-Aids. So I'm going to, like... You know, the product that keeps on giving.
We could do handy dandy anything.
I think I've never heard anyone use handy dandy before, and it's pretty catchy. Joy's right. I'm very smart. And actually, one that opens bottles is something that I had thought of earlier. So that is an idea that I had that I've got, let's say, on the drawing board. And if the Handy Dandy Can Helper is as big a success as I think it is, as I think it will be, the handy dandy glass bottle opener won't be too far behind.
Well, Steve, I mean, I hate to keep going back because I think you're just antagonizing people, but they're sending screenshots now of the product, the Pampered Chef new smooth edge can opener, the number 2759, the Pampered Chef, $46.95. Yeah. I'm just saying,
$46.95. Well, then it can't be a very good quality product, to be honest. Mine. Starts at $89.95, which just tells you right there that the quality of the materials I'm using are far, far superior than whatever photoshopped product they're goofing on.
You said it starts at $89.95. What would make it more than $89?
Well, you want to do refills of the lip balm with the ointment so that you don't bleed. So there's those, and then there we have. I'm thinking about doing ones that are different colors for more money, or maybe they have your favorite sports team on them.
Okay.
Or funny sayings like, hang in there. Right. Or here's a good one I just thought of. You can do it.
Right.
So it's inspirational,
can,
too.
Right. The handy dandy can helper.
That's right.
All right. 414 says, well, I had a question just about your pitch, your marketing pitch.
Yeah.
Don't ladies drink beer as well?
Well, I wouldn't use the term lady in that case. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, we're 2017. I don't know. This isn't 1974. I mean, women drink. They drink beer too.
I haven't seen Zima in cans yet, but the second they put it in there, I'll put a handy dandy can helper right on top.
There you go. 708 says there's something to be said about a nice can of green beans on a night like this. So yay, great show. Okay,
That's great. Yeah.
Can you turn the can over and cut the bottom off? I need one of those. 630 says the same thing. Can they use it to cut the bottom off to shotgun a beer?
Well, I'll tell you what. You can cut the bottom off, but you're going to want to turn the can upside down first. And, you know, if that's something you want to do, you go right ahead. The nice thing about cans, and this is after, quite a bit of research, even with that funny device on top, the bottom, the handy dandy can helper will fit right on the bottom too, and it'll do the same inch slice. So,
right.
Yeah.
773. Most new bottle openers being sold now have a small projection that hooks into the tab on a can, lifts it up, and then pulls it back with ease. I have two made by different companies. If you look in a store, you can see for yourself instead of calling the callers liars.
You know, that just solves the first problem, which is how do you get this thing open? But again, the second problem is how uncouth it is to guzzle and slurp from this tiny little funny hole at the top of your can when you can drink beer like a real man, you know, from a cup or a soda pop or for a child or a lady.
708 says, be sure to make it left-handed for ambidextrous folks.
Well, you know what? I had not thought of that. That's something I haven't considered. And I would say probably we'd launch with a right-handed version, and it wouldn't be too difficult to modify for a lefty.
And 630 wants to know, is it Bluetooth compatible?
Of course it is. Yeah, all the products we build now are Bluetooth compatible, and they're also mobile responsive. So this will connect to your phone. You know, if you keep an inventory in your phone of the beverages that you have in your house, it will instantly connect and be able to help you locate a frosty brew for the evening.
Okay. All right. 312-981-7200. Thanks to everyone calling up. I want to get to some more. We've got some stuff here, and I want to get to it because, you know, as we do with the frying pan, there are some times when there's a little bit more constructive criticism towards the end.
And this sure,
part
sure.
That, you know, I don't go into lightly, but I know you have to hear it. It's part of the deal. It helps you strengthen your pitch.
Sure.
773 says, dumbest idea ever, the Steve fellow.
Oh, you're going to go into it right now.
Yeah, okay. We're going to do it right now.
Got it.
Don't add goo to the jagged edge of your ladies or children's soda pop. Not only stupid, but dangerous too. How much time does this capitalist spend on the toilet? You shouldn't give this guy more time. You're feeding his psychosis.
Interesting.
219 says, the frying pan bit needs to be on once every other month.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, going monthly has been hard on me because my brain is bursting with inventions.
Right.
That when I get to the month, it's hard to pick from all the ones I've thought of.
A ton of them, right?
Without that weekly exhaust, yeah, it's which invention do I wow the public with today?
Steve's idea needs to be flushed down the can. There you go, can. That's good.
Interesting.
That's good.
That's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see.
Well, I beg to differ. That's what I'd respond to that caller.
Okay. Is a suture kit included, or does one have to pay extra for it?
No, there will be no need for a suture kit if you correctly apply the salve and ointment and the epoxy, then there's no need for sutures.
773, Justin, I love your show, but where do you find this guy? Idiot.
He's an idiot?
Yeah, he's got that. There's other words, so I can't say,
like
but...
Well, it sounds like he's calling you an idiot.
Yeah, I think it was he's a blank, blank, blank idiot. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter.
Got it.
I took that
it.
Out because I don't want to sully.
Sure.
Let's see here. I'm just making sure we go through all this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I am trolling through a bunch of pictures people did, which is nice. Be nice if your brain just burst. 630 said that. That's a reference to what you just said. This is 630 says best segment every month, but this is the first miss that Steve's ever had.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I appreciate that. That's constructive criticism that I can listen to. Someone who acknowledges that I've had fantastic ideas in the past, that's the kind of person I'd listen to. So their criticism is well taken, right. But I disagree with it.
Right.
The second part, at least.
630 says, how about the name? The better name would be Circancizer. That's pretty good. That's good.
If you want to go there, I guess.
Well,
but, you know.
I wonder how long Steve would last on an open mic. Not very. There'd be too much dead air.
Interesting. Well, you know, I've been thinking about getting into comedy.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. If I find out how long I last at an open mic, I'll let you know.
262 says
this. 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's what you got to last, right? This guy is the stupidest human being on the earth. That's crazy.
They're listening, probably listening to one of the other stations, and they cross the numbers in their phone or something.
Maybe that could be it. 312 says he needs help with his presentation skills.
That's where I don't need help. So, again, I beg to differ. I don't know if they remember a little television show called Shark Tank where I wooed billionaire investor Mark Cuban with my stick figure Catron company, but I think my presentation skills are right on. Right. They're doing okay.
Okay. Well, 414 says, let's get to the pitch. Why do you keep calling it So D Pop?
Well, colloquialisms. You know, everyone in different towns says different things. And I think nationally, even though in Chicago we have kind of a narrow window into the rest of the world, soda pop is traditionally what it's called in about 95% of the country. And since I've done a lot of traveling, you know, I'm a pretty worldly fella, and I pick up a lot of those colloquialisms from the different places that I visit.
312 says, I'm a woman, I drink beer, I don't drink Zima, you are sexist. So yeah,
they can't see a picture of me. That's pretty nice of them to say, actually.
Well, no, sexist.
Maybe they can tell from my voice. You know, I do have a pretty sultry voice.
No, no, no.
So
no. Sexist
that.
As in, and no, it's a different thing. Sexist as in you are.
I think it's someone who's very good at sex, if my definitions are correct.
They are not. So, all right, 312. He's not just a bad inventor. He's not a nice person. Rudeness abounds.
You know, we get that a lot, and I think that's got to be from the same person. And I think they've just had a really bad day. Yeah, because I don't think I'm rude. I'm taking this constructive criticism, and I'm giving constructive criticism back.
Right.
That's how it works, you know. It's an exchange of ideas.
630 says he's an idiot, creepy, who wants a bloody lip, and have to use, was it salve?
Salve or ointment.
Ointment.
It's actually, to be honest, it's an epoxy, which is a style of glue. But salve, ointment, epoxy, pretty much the same thing.
And then Jerry says, I'd like to apply, instead of the ointment, how about we apply his invention to his cranium?
Well, I don't know where he's going with that, to be honest. I think it's like he just put shuffle in the dictionary and it spit out a bunch of words. So.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff tonight. But I think, I'm the last one I'll do is 630 says, Justin, are you safe? This guy is strange. So I think that we're there, but I do, it is fun because I mean, there are people that say, come back. I really enjoy Steve. I just don't read those because that's the stuff that, you know, frankly, you hear all the time. You don't want to hear it. You don't need to hear it now. This is more about constructive criticism.
No,
and about
I hear you.
Workshopping ideas, less about getting personal. And all of those that I read were strictly about this invention. They weren't personal.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm glad you read them. I think what it does is it highlights for your listeners the other people. You know, the type of person that's listening to your show. And we all get a giggle from some of those uneducated comments that come through the line. So that's always, you know, that's always fun.
You know, you realize you have to come back in a month and share a new idea to the same audience that you continually put down.
The same audience.
That's the problem.
A lot of rollover. Terrestrial radio these days is a lot of rollovers, usually different people every month. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
All right. Well, the idea was called the Handy Dandy Can Helper. Lot of questions still about whether or not this is A, useful in any form, and B, already done. So,
yeah, and those questions negate each other, I'll have you know. So
that's true.
Obviously, if Pampered Chef is making something similar, I'd say I'm onto something here.
Or you're copying one of the two. Right?
Well, but by using higher quality ingredients and materials, we can charge more.
Okay.
And make the premium product.
Steve Gadlin, the innovator, entrepreneur, and inventor, joins us once a month here on the download with his brilliant segment, The Frying Pan, where he comes to us with a brand new invention and we try to poke holes in it. Tonight, I think we did. The handy dandy can helper, maybe back to the drawing board, but we'll look forward to what you bring to us for the month of August. Steve, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, bud.
Oh, it's a great time always. Thanks, Justin. Take care.
All right, the handy dandy can helper on WGN's The Download with Justin Kaufman in our segment, The Frying Pan. This is always so much freaking fun. I hope you're digging it as we revisit them week to week and get through 50 episodes of this thing that we did over several years. Hey, and if you enjoy it, please subscribe to it. Please tell a friend about it. Please shout it from the rooftops that The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan, is worth your listening time. You know, we don't make any money from this. We're just a hair's width from getting sued by WGN to pull this crap off of iTunes. So shout about it, but shout about it quietly in a reserved indoor voice. I appreciate you. Be well.